Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Ben Kumar, who is a fund manager at Seven Investment Management. How are you today, Ben?
Very well, Zach. You?
For a Monday morning, fantastic. But anyway, let's have a look at where the markets are at the moment. We're in the run-up to what could be regarded as quite a big risk event situation, the Clinton-Trump debate. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, the Clinton-Trump thing is a really confusing one because I just don't know what will happen. You could tell me who will win and I wouldn't know what asset prices will do. And I mean the dollar, I mean the US equity market, I mean the pound, I mean everything. US Treasury bonds, do you want to own them with Hillary? Do you want to own them with Trump? It all gets a little bit confusing. There's no black and white answer. And I think that's what's maybe starting to hit markets today.
Right. I mean, there was that sugar rush after the central bank interventions on Wednesday, the BOJ and the Fed. But is the sell-off today a sign that, you know, we really are at the end of that particular punch bowl?
Well, I mean, you know, I know it feeds into your theories on monetary policy losing its effectiveness over time. And I think you do see that, you know. We see a little bump up when, you know, no action is taken. And then suddenly markets start to look at other things going on. You know, we've got some pretty tricky situations politically in Europe coming up as well. And earnings are not coming through yet. So the punch bowl still being there is now a little bit less effective than it was.
Right, and I suppose the biggest story over the weekend, a renewed disaster at Deutsche Bank. I mean, Merkel said there's not going to be any state aid for that, which really is, there's two scenarios there. She's just saying it and she'll have to do a U-turn, or it's actually going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the problem. If you come out as the leader of Germany and say, we're not going to bail out Deutsche Bank, everyone starts worrying about why they might have to be bailed out. I don't think it's very palatable to the German people that they start bailing out banks, you know, kind of 6-7 years after the crisis. But having said that, it's not really palatable to let it go bust either. Deutsche Bank is pretty central to the whole makeup of the Eurozone. You know, a lot of cross-border lending, a lot of assets in a lot of different countries. And even though it's not a big bank, only the 78th largest in the world, it's kind of got its tentacles everywhere.
Right, and so, well, apart from the national pride aspect, but isn't the situation there that people didn't mind Deutsche Bank being a total disaster zone because they always assumed that just like the British banks 8 years ago, the government would bail it out. So we are now, the authorities are boxed into a corner, aren't they?
Well, I think they are. You know, there's the assumption of government bailouts is not quite as good as actually being bailed out. When push comes to shove, people are looking at, you know, places like Monte Paschi in Italy have been struggling on and on and on getting government bailouts. If Deutsche Bank is put in the same position, well, number one, it makes the German position of no bailouts very weak. And number two, it really will damage kind of confidence across the Eurozone.
So from an investment strategy point of view, where are we now? We're just at the end of this quarter, going to the home stretch of the year. What are we doing?
Well, I think when you look at the political events coming up, when you look at things like Deutsche Bank, it's very clear that there's not a lot of appetite for risk out there. You know, they've had a pretty good summer in the whole. No real crises flared up. China hasn't devalued or anything. You know, so there are a lot of people taking money off the table. I think that's sensible. You know, an Italian referendum, nominally on a technical bit of the constitution, but actually probably going to be something of a vote on Renzi's leadership. That could be problematic. We talked about the US election. You've got a banking sector problem. You know, really, the place that looks the safest at the moment is the emerging markets.
Which is somewhat ironic, but there was a story about China, bad stories about China over the weekend as well, that there's, you know, trillions of debt and this and that. Is that something which is old news or just a scare story?
Well, I think when you kind of want to write an article as a financial journalist, you tend to look around for inspiration, and if nothing's there, then you write something about how scary China is. Debt to GDP of 30% is high for China, but compared to the rest of the developed world, you know, we're still at around 80-90% pretty much wherever you look. China's okay. It's got the cash to be able to have that kind of debt burden.
Plus it's going to be it's growing and it's got the firepower.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those are all good things as far as I'm concerned. You know, a little bit A little bit of an increase in debt in China is probably sustainable. I wouldn't be too worried about that. Be more worried about what's going on in, you know, one of the most heavily indebted countries, the United States of America.
Well, just finishing off with the currencies, we've got sterling looking rather weak, hard Brexit fears. How does the UK fare in that sort of way?
I mean, I think when you worry about lots of things and you decide to cast your glance over at the UK as a global investor, you think, well, they've messed up their political and their trade agreements for the next few years. I'll probably avoid that. I'm not sure there are many global investors left in the UK, to be honest with you. I think there's been an absence of investment basically since the start of 2016. So I'm not sure there's a lot of money to pull out, but if things get really nasty, those fears will hit sterling first.
Ben Kumar, investment manager at Seven Investment Management, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks.
We'll be back after the break.